Good.
Feel good to be back in the playoffs?
Yes, definitely. Feels great to be back out there in the hometown, home game in front of our home fans. So it's super great to be back, and it was a great team win.
Follow up on that last one for me. I feel like even when you know you're covered, I still got to expect a ball because it seems like the quarterback, even if not, where you're leveraged inside out, some guy will talk, he's still trying to fit it in.
Yes, definitely. All times. I mean, that starts out in practice. I mean, I'm covered sometimes in practice. I mean, it builds up the trust in practice. Tom throws me a pass while I'm covered and just trying to get open. He puts it where he can so I can get the ball. So just overall, I mean, you got to expect the ball at any time. I mean, as a pass catcher and running on routes, you got to be ready at all times.
You're right.
Rob, two questions. How different did the offense feel with both Chris and James back out there? And the penalty on the Titans on the punt situation, you guys rattled off a 16-play drive. How big was that?
That was huge. Getting that first down on that and then going down and driving down and scoring. I mean, I would say it's probably a turning point in the game, going down there and making that drive after getting that first down on that punt. So that was huge. And it was, overall, I mean, everyone just played well together. I mean, from the receivers to running backs, tight ends, we all just played together as a team, as an offense, and our defense did great. So overall, it was just solid team win for sure.
Hey, Rob, Danny Amendola tonight, 11 catches, 112 yards on 13 targets. Can you describe the impact that he makes on this offense and how it affects what you can do when Danny is available, especially in the postseason stage?
Yeah, it's huge. He's a great player. He works his tail off, and he's just Danny playoff Amendola, for real. Every time the playoffs come, big games, he's always there. He's always stepping up his game. So he's a great player, great teammate, great dude. So it's great to see that.
Rob, you had that play where you lined up in the backfield before you motioned out. What does that do to the defense to change the looks and provide that versatility there?
Just gives Tom a sense of what the defense, what the coverage is going to be when you motion over like that. And just had to go make a play. Tom threw a nice ball, just made the catch, and got some yards.
Rob, defense had 8 sacks today. How do you feel on the sideline when you're watching those guys do that?
Oh, that's great. Our defense balled tonight. They did excellent. And whenever they're playing well, the offense got to play well. And they were playing super well. They had 8 sacks. I mean, I saw up on the Jumbotron, whatever, Patriots record, that just shows how good they played tonight. So it's always great to see that, and always good for the guys.
Rob, you when you caught that touchdown, you helped Tom pass Joe Montana for most 3 touchdown playoff games. You're making your own history yourself, but how does it feel to help Tom get past his boyhood idol there?
It's always great. I mean, I swear every game Tom's breaking a new record, so it's nothing new, but it's always great to be part of it. I mean, we don't really look at that type of stuff. We're just trying to get the win, play hard. You know, but I mean, it's pretty cool to see that. I mean, he deserves it. He's a great player, great teammate, and it's always cool to see that. But overall, I mean, what's most important was getting that win, and that's the best.
Rob, the offense thrived on third down tonight. How much emphasis was placed upon that during the bye week and this week leading up to the game?
No, third downs are always huge. And I mean, when you're not completing third downs, you're 1-for-6, 1-for-7. I mean, the game usually doesn't go well for the offense. So that was huge to see us convert many, many times on third down. A lot of players went out there. A lot of players got the first down on third down for us. So it's good to see that. It's good to have everyone on the offense working together and making those plays.
Rob, you had your own little move in the record books tonight, passing Shannon Sharp for receiving yards by a tight end in the postseason. So what does that mean for you, you know, especially given, you know, last year not being able to play in the playoffs at all?
I mean, well, what's most important is getting that win, and that's what we did. We took care of our job, and those, like I just said about Tom's record, I mean, everything's great. It's great to be part of it. That's great to hear and everything, but it's not really the main goal. I mean, down the road you can look back and look at that stuff, but as of right now, I mean, what our main goal is, just keep on grinding, get the win, and that's what we did tonight.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys, thank you.